This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Sunday Arts Magazine. I'm David Hunt and you're on Joy 94.9. Now, for those people that don't know what the Green Room Awards are, we're going to find out because they're such an important part of Melbourne within the arts, and at this terrible time of all the institutions closing down, the awards are still going ahead. And we actually have the ceremony producer on the line. And Neil, are you there?
Hello, David.
Hello. And now we interviewed you a couple of weeks ago on Joy.
We did. It was just after we had to cancel the ceremony due to the government directives. And what was exciting at that time is, the favourite word of the moment is the word pivot. And I think that's probably what we did at the Green Room Awards. We quickly put our heads together and said, well, what if we didn't do a live ceremony because we can't any longer? Could we move this to an online presentation of some sort? At least we could shoot some hosting links with our hosts, Otto and Astrid from Die Roten Punkte. And and that's what's happened, and we're presenting the awards in sequences online on Monday.
Neil, before we go into what you're actually doing, for those people that might not have heard you on Sunday Arts about a month ago, just tell everyone, what is the Green Room Awards?
Well, the Green Room Awards are a wonderful industry recognition across about seven genres. No, so it isn't just dealing with major theatre companies, but it's dealing with contemporary and experimental work, dealing with independent theatre, dance, opera. And so its wide embracing nature of it really is a great reflection of the entire work that's been happening through the years. There have been judging panels and panellists who have been seeing so much work throughout the year. I think last time I was on the program, we talked about one of the aspects of that, the healthy nature of that for an industry such as ours, to actually have, when you think about that, that there might be 5 to 10 panelists who are all going out and looking at work, and then they're going into discussions and debates, and there's invariably, the discussion about what makes this work of an excellent nature? Why do we want to honour this work through giving it an award? And that kind of discussion is extremely healthy, I think, and leads to further criticism.
But also what it does, Neil, is it actually gives real meaty feeling that the person that wins the award, or the organisation, or theatre company, or whatever, is that it's a very credible award, because it's not just people putting a vote in; it's people actually discussing it. Why, as you just said, why should this particular show win an award?
Absolutely, I think that the honour that comes with that, the recognition of one's peers and colleagues, is immense. Along with those awards in those different categories, there are special awards, Lifetime Achievement Awards, and the Technical Achievement Award is also really quite strong, where you think about that, again, that kind of recognition that a peak industry body is actually recognising one individual's or one company's work within that context. It's very, again, makes for a really strong, healthy community, makes for a strong and healthy debate and artistic process, I think.
So is there a website that people can go and actually see the nominations and a bit more about what the Green Room Awards are all about?
If they visit the Green Room's website, which is www.greenroom.org.au, and on Monday evening, at 7 p.m., to follow the link that will then take them to the online presentation that will be a scheduled series of releases of video components that will announce all of the recipients.
What a fantastic way to do it. And you're like, obviously you had to go away and really think on how and where and what to actually present it. And it sounds wonderful, Neil.
Oh, good. Well, I hope people enjoy it. It's been fun putting it together, and it's, you know, comes nowhere close to having the sense of live performance and interaction between a live audience and the stage. But I think it'll be a good night. We're hoping that people might have some, you know, their own house parties, you know, individually or within their families, not with not having guests over, of course. Get comfy, put a rug on and sit down and watch the awards.
Right. Okay. And did you say it's over a period of time? Is it all on that one night, or is it?
It's all on the one night, starting at 7 p.m. And the different packages of awards will be released throughout the evening over the course of about 2.5 hours. The other great thing is download the program. We kept the program from the award ceremony, and we're trying to very much reflect what the live award ceremony was going to be in the course of how we are releasing all of the information throughout the evening on Monday.
When somebody wins one of the awards, what is it, you know, like, what, credibility-wise, you know, like, it's something that they can put as on their media releases for their upcoming show after this one, and it's really, you know, like, something that they should be proud of, isn't it?
Oh, totally. I've seen and also experienced, you know, what that feels like, you know, to be honoured by one's peers. I think that's going to carry a confidence for an artist, carry that confidence into their next work. And, yeah, it's fortifying and it's inspirational in the true sense of the word.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, like, the minute you actually see in somebody's media release that they've won a Green Room Award or even nominated, you actually think, oh, okay, there's a show I want to go and see.
Yeah, very much so. I think, you know, it's I think the Green Room Awards are much more than an encouragement award. It is a true honour to receive one.
Yeah, and as you said, it's not just people voting. It's a debate on why that person or organisation should win it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right, so, Neil, what's the website again, and when do we watch it?
And tune in this coming Monday, the 6th of April, starting at 7 p.m. Link available through www.greenroom.org.au.
Neil.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.